Welcome to the Friday Show. It's Neil Atkinson, Fuad Hassan, Andy Heaton, and Dan Morgan. Before we get into the game-by-game stuff, although it does have a knock-on effect, Andy, I genuinely feel, not least because it could be true as we record this on Thursday afternoon, that last night's set of league results were the first ones in ages where it felt like, fucking hell, something's gone for us a bit. It was, you know, after weeks and weeks of it, it felt like since the Palace 7-0, every fixture, somehow it felt like every team was winning. Like, we'd get beat, but somehow all other 18 teams would win. It's finally not happened for once, and it's the first time there's been some results where you've been able to go, yep, they're good for Liverpool.
Yeah, it's been debilitating, hasn't it? Because you kind of play it out, and you know, when Liverpool get beat up, it's going to be one of those seasons, and then when every other team is picking up the results that you'd expect to pick them up in a regular season, you're kind of like, oh, God, no. Please, God, no. I mean, I wasn't as concerned as what maybe a couple of other people were, especially about Everton, because I didn't think they'd have the longevity anyway, to be honest. And I think Leicester...
Draw's a good result. A draw's a good result for us there.
Out of the three, the draw is the better result for us, but I wasn't unduly worried. I know if Everton would have won, I wouldn't have been that arsed either. The Man United one, it's what happens next there. It's what happens next. Because we'll get on to the United game in depth later in the show, but you know, you've mentioned it and I've looked at it, and their underlying numbers haven't their results on the pitch haven't been justified by the underlying numbers, and they've won. I think it's, and we'll get into this later, but they've won so many games by the odd goal. You know what I mean, and not convincingly. And Sheffield United have only lost the last couple by the odd goal as well. So it was never a 25. Sheffield United were never 25-1, but obviously them getting the results, it just puts the pressure back on Liverpool in a nice way today, if that makes sense.